if you are a distant station and you have a handheld on 5 watts, and you can break the squelch, we would like to know about it. Thank you, W4DJW.
K4BAN handheld in Clemson, 5 watts.
You can get in on 5 watts on the handheld, but you couldn't yesterday, right?
Same exact position in my bedroom.
That means that is somewhat fixed. That's better than it was. How is the volume of my audio on you?
Sounds a little loud, but maybe slightly distorted, too. I don't know. I can't tell what my bass sounds there to see if it sounds any different. K4BAN.
I may have been driving it a little bit hard. Is that any better? I just now reduced my power and backed away from the mic a little bit. I tend to get it a little too close to the mic sometimes.
K4BAN.
Me too. It sounded good at that point to me. Sounds like we got the audio and the squelch, and we're on a timer right now. We're 3 minutes into not identifying too often.
I tuned into a beacon station before. K4BAN.
Was annoying to me as well. Hopefully it'll be down to every 10 minutes now. Thanks for that feedback, Alex. Any other stations? I'd really like to know if W4IOE is out there listening, and if he can hit the repeater. He couldn't hit it at all last night either. W4DJW. Or ND7J, if you're listening, pick up that mic. W4DJW.
Stay safe.
Your audio level sound okay to you?
You're about where the other station was now. It's real loud. Sounds great coming in here. I'm outside my house on a handheld 5 watts on rubber duck and in my hole. And it sounds great to me. I don't know whether I'm getting into the repeater pretty well or not, though.
Getting in, I can tell it's a handheld, but you're getting in on 5 watts and a rubber duck, so that's good. I'm from Anderson. That's significant improvement. Thanks, Jerry.
JC, clear.
I wasn't able to get in, but I can't remember if I could do that before. I've never actually ran it 1 watt. K4BAM.
Wondered what that was. You were able to break the, you were breaking the squelch, but you weren't, no audio was coming through.
What, on a rubber duck? I'll try it upstairs. I'll be right back. K4BAM.
You're making it in. Pretty low quality, but you are making it in. I heard your voice. Very, very down in the white noise. Marginal. I can hear your voice, but I can't tell what you're saying.
I didn't do that before either, but that's good. At least it's breaking the squelch. K4PA.
The squelch is too high. We might be able to lower the squelch a little bit more, but we would be getting dangerously close to it, crunching a lot. Jay, just the person I wanted to talk to. You're mobile though, right? Keeping the squelch open on the repeater, Bob, but I just wanted to know, are you at your normal bad spot in the road? I don't know if I'll be able to copy it this go around or not, but if you're not, it'd be good to know if you can normally get in at that point that you're at on the road right now, and right now you're not getting in.
But if you can call me on the phone, I have to.
I don't have any phone signal up here. Our telephones don't work at the repeater site. There's no tower anywhere near here.
You're real choppy, but it's because of where I'm at. I don't know if you're connecting me well. If you get time, give me a call on the phone later on.
I'll do that later on when we're down off the mountain. But you're at a known choppy place in the road where you are right now. Is that correct?
November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 12 p.m.